Hello?
Hi, this is Julian with Bank of Cardiff. Is this Ramona?
Yes, this is Ramona speaking.
Hi, Ramona. How are you?
Busy.
Busy, that's good. Busy's good.
Yeah.
Same here. We've been absolutely slammed this week. I wanted to make sure that I made time to give you some feedback today, though. Is now a good time?
Okay. That's fine, yes.
Cool. So I just got out of a meeting with my underwriters. We have nothing but good things to say about your file, and we are confident that we can get you really good approval, especially relative to what you did before. We can get you a longer term if you guys need it. It's definitely going to be a cheaper rate, and we can get you more cash than you had before if you do need it. So I kind of just wanted to get an idea, because I know you mentioned that you weren't looking to start or to take any funds until like around January.
Yes.
If we get you an approval right now, it'll likely expire by then because they're based on the cash flow of your business. So right now your business is doing great. You're not slow yet. It doesn't slow down until like January around there is what you mentioned, right?
Yeah.
Okay. So if we try to get you firstly, it's really good that you looked ahead, because if you start looking while your business is slow, you know, these programs are based on your cash flow. They're based on your bank statements. So if your business is slow, it's going to be a lot harder to get your approved. So it is really good that you're looking ahead. So I have two questions. When exactly does it start slowing down?
Oh, okay. Actually, like at the end of this month.
At the end of this
Pretty
month.
Much
okay.
Close to the end of this, yeah. Uh-huh.
Okay. Is there anything that you could use the funds for if we were able to get it deposited into your account right now, like as far as like, you know, within the next week or two?
You want to know what now? I'm confused.
Yeah. Oh yeah. I'm sorry. If we get you approved today or tomorrow, is there something that you can use the funds for immediately? In other words, if we deposit the funds in your account tomorrow, just you know hypothetically, could you use the funds right now, or were you really wanting to wait until January?
Okay. I guess that would kind of depend on what you would approve us for and the terms and things like that. Yeah, we probably would use some of that for, you know, for our equipment lease too, some of it.
Okay, cool. Because your original with Pierce, that was for 6 months, right?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Okay, so best case scenario, like, you know, ideally, what kind of term would work for you? Typically, the maximum I would say is around like 18 to 24 months. Your original one was 6 months. Are you looking for something around the same term? Are you looking for something a little bit longer?
Well, see, we do want to pay it off before then, too, before the 18 to 24 months.
Okay.
You know.
Yeah, that's a little bit longer for, it won't be necessary to have it for this long, right?
No.
Okay.
Okay, so, oh gosh, would you happen to know what the terms might be and things like that?
Yeah, we're working on getting you a final approval. I just wanted to make sure.
Okay.
That we don't get you an approval and you don't need it until January and then it expires. You know what I mean?
Typically,
will stand for only a shorter period of time, usually around 30, 60, or 90 days or something like that. But the last thing I want to do is get you an official approval and it expires by the time you need it. You know what I mean? That's kind of why I was wondering if there's anything you could use it for right now.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
Okay. I understand. So if we were to wait, it pretty much is like going to have to go through the process again somewhere?
Yeah, exactly. And we're going to need up-to-date bank statements. And then if the last couple months show there's really slow, it's going to affect the approval. You won't get as good as of a rate.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Okay. I understand. Okay. Oh, yeah. Oh, definitely. Yeah, we would probably use that for, you know, some of the equipment lease anyway.
Okay, cool. Like for the payments and stuff, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay, gotcha. Yeah, because I imagine during the slow season, you're not getting as much income, but you still have to pay all the same expenses. Those don't change, right?
Exactly, yeah. But it won't be as much, you know, as during the summer months. Uh-huh.
Less maintenance and things like that.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah. Okay, less fuel. Okay. So you said you were looking for 80K. So if we can get you more than 80K, can you use more than 80K? Or is that you're pretty comfortable with that amount, right?
Okay, let me ask Henry, okay?
Okay.
See what he might think. But you don't really know what the approved would be, or you don't know what...
Not quite yet.
Not quite?
I kind of just wanted to do like a, you know, preliminary chat with you just to make sure, because like I said, I don't want to get an official approval for you if it's just going to expire before you even need it.
Exactly.
So yeah, we're working on getting, I can get you an official approval tomorrow, but I just kind of wanted to make sure that it's something that you guys were going to be able to use. It's for sure going to be cheaper than your original one. We can get you the amount you're looking for, probably a little more if you needed it. And we can get you longer term than 6 months. Yeah. But if you only wanted 6 months, you're obviously, the longer it is, the more, little you're going to pay a little more in interest, the longer it is.
Yes.
So if you ideally want to align it with whatever your needs are. So if you need it for 6 months, you know, we can get you 6 months. If you would like to see possibility of longer terms, we can look at those as well, if those are available.
Okay. And I have a question, like if I were to maybe just set it at 18 months and would there be any, early penalty fees for paying it off?
Or? No, these programs are the exact opposite of that. You actually get a discount if you pay it off early. Most of these programs have an actual early payment discount. So if you wanted to take if you wanted to take a longer term and you wanted to pay it off early, you can definitely do that. Now, I kind of threw the 18 month out there. I don't know if that's going to be something that's going to be available to you. I really don't see why not at this point.
Okay.
But I just obviously I can't make any promises before we have an official approval. But I can definitely see you getting more than 6 months, maybe closer to like 12 months or something. But I really wanted to kind of align the term with what your needs are. So if you have like an idea of like a term that you want, I can customize the approval accordingly.
Okay. Hold on.
Okay.
If you want it 80,000 or a little bit more.
Yeah, it's going to increase your margins.
Okay,
sure.
Okay, maybe we can go with like 12 months. You know,
somewhere around 12 months.
You think that was about 12 months because you know, like I said. You know,
Yeah, I don't see that.
Months.
Yeah, I don't foresee that being an issue. So we can shoot for 12 months, and if there's longer options available, we can put them on the table.
Exactly.
But we can work backwards. So if we get you 12 months, you're like, you know what? We decided we only need 6 months. We can work backwards and get you a 6 month one instead.
Okay.
Okay. Cool. So far so good. Like I said, I don't foresee any problems getting you the approval that you need. Do you have any concerns or questions or anything? I just want to make sure we're all on the same page.
I don't know if you want to speak to Henry as well.
Sure.
Okay. Sure. Okay.
I'll be happy to.
Hold on.
Okay.
So all right. You put him on the paperwork so he can get
Hello. Hello. This is Henry.
Hi, Henry. My name's Julian. How are you?
Hey, pretty good, Julian.
Good. Thanks for calling us. We're working on getting you guys an approval here. Everything's looking really good so far. We're just trying to tailor the approval customized to exactly what your needs are. I just got a meeting with my underwriters, and the questions that came up are, when exactly does it start slowing down? And it sounds like it starts slowing down pretty soon here, right?
Yeah, pretty much like the end of October, the first part of November, we're pretty much done with our job, waiting for spring.
Okay, cool. Originally, Ramon had told me that you guys weren't looking to secure the funds until like around January or something. These programs are based on the cash flow of your business. So right now everything looks great in your accounts and all that stuff.
Okay.
And we can get you an approval right now for sure. And typically they stand for a period of time, usually like 60 days or something like that. So if you didn't need it until January, I'm not sure if we would rather hold off until January, but if you guys need it right now, we can definitely get it for you right now.
Yeah.
And we'll get you a better approval right now since your bank accounts are in better shape.
So, I think we're looking at, because as soon as we're done, you know, we still have capital we have to pay for other stuff, but I think sooner the better right now is what we're thinking.
Okay, cool. Perfect.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, you only owe like $2,000 with Pierce Capital, right?
Yeah, pretty much. That's pretty much almost done.
Okay, cool. So just looking at the preliminary analysis that we did, we can definitely get you a better approval than what you had before. Something with longer terms, something with a much better rate, longer term if it's something that you need. So Ramona mentioned you guys could use maybe something around 12 months. Does that kind of align with what your needs are?
Yeah, pretty much, because we can take care of it once we get going. You know, we're pretty much got a big project coming up, and we kind of got some slow, or some couple of years weren't too good, but you know, that happens when you're in business. So
we'll pick it back up.
Yeah.
Okay, that's awesome. It's always going to depend on the economy and the politics exactly. and everything like that. You know how it is.
Yes, sir. Yeah, so whatever she's telling you is everything that her and I discussed.
Okay, perfect, already. Perfect.
Okay.
Yeah,
okay.
This sounds good.
Okay. Okay, so, Julian, we'll... Okay, go ahead.
Yeah, I was just going to say we'll get you an official approval likely by tomorrow, and we'll touch base again, okay? And then if you guys need it right away, we can have you funded by next week.
Okay, I appreciate that, Julian. I'll hand it back over to Ramona.
Okay, my pleasure, Henry. Thank you, sir.
Yeah, thank you, sir.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, it's Ramona again.
Hi, Ramona. Cool.
Hi. Uh-huh.
So far, so good. I'm going to go back to my underwriters and let them know that it is something that you guys could use sooner than later. If everything goes smoothly, I don't foresee any issues having it funded by sometime next week, I would say.
Let's
get this approval first, and we'll make sure that it works for you guys. I want to make sure that, you know, this is going to be beneficial and favorable for you guys, which it sounds like it will be.
Oh, yes. Okay.
So, do you have any other questions for me before we get off the phone at all?
Oh, no, I don't.
Any other concerns?
I don't know, but it wouldn't be considered like a daily microloan, would it?
It depends. You guys prefer something more like weekly or monthly, if that's available to you?
Yeah, monthly. Yeah, we kind of prefer the monthly right now.
Okay, if because a lot of these programs for first-time customers, a lot of the times it will be daily. I can try to work on weekly. Monthly, I honestly don't foresee unless we get you like a secured loan, like a traditional like equipment financing sort of deal. Typically, with the working capital, it is going to be like daily or monthly. However, keep in mind, if you want to make the payments ahead of time, like if in the first of the month, if you just wanted to make the payment for the whole month, if that makes it easier for you, you would just give us a call. And we can just debit the entire amount so that we don't have, you know, the 21 payments per month or whatever the daily would be. So and there's no penalty for doing that. So, you know, a lot of business owners actually prefer the daily just because it makes it a little bit more manageable. It doesn't take it all out of your account at once. If you only get approved for daily, you still have the option of paying it for the month ahead. Sort of like you pay your mortgage or your rent, right? You pay it for the month ahead.
Exactly.
So as long as that sounds okay, I think we'll be able to move forward with this.
Okay. All right.
But I'll definitely put a note so we can go for like a weekly or monthly possibly. So.
Exactly. Yes, I appreciate
okay, but
it.
But I'm just thinking like worst case scenario. I just want to make sure that
exactly
it'll be for daily or weekly. Mm-hmm. But like I said, you'll be able to pay it for the month ahead if that's something that you guys want to do.
Okay.
So. Okay.
All right.
Any other concerns or anything like that, Ramona?
Oh no. No, that was the only question I had. So I was too sure on the repayment, so
I definitely want to make sure that it works for your guys' needs too, so
Okay.
Well, very good. Well, I'm gonna go back to my underwriter and make sure that we're all on the same page, and feel free to give me a call if anything comes up in the meantime, and I should be able to get some official approvals for you by sometime tomorrow.
Okay, great, Julian.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you very much, Ramona. It was a pleasure.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
All right. Have a good day. We'll talk tomorrow. Bye-bye.
All right. Bye-bye.